Thank heavens there are a couple of good films opening this week, including Submarine.
To us, and a wonderful evening of lovemaking.
Can you just, like, get off my shoulders?
No, I'm just directing you, just... I'm sorry for, you know, that. I mean, I didn't know whether you, you know, like it or, you know, but we can learn from it, right? I mean, I've learned from it, and I think you've learned from it, yeah. So, you know, maybe we can start the night again.
I gotta go home.
Okay, cool, yeah, you should go home, yeah.
Sorry, but...
No, I can...
You
know, I... Okay, bye.
Who can remember their first date? Exquisite or excruciating? In my case, it was more the latter, including the moment when my dad intercepted this poor youth who'd asked me to go to the pictures with him to quiz him about his intentions. Jeez, that was a long time ago, but I wouldn't be 15 again for quids. I guess anxiety is a component of most people's first dates. In Submarine, young Oliver Tate, played by Craig Roberts, rehearses every move. Actually, Oliver rehearses every move of just about anything as he tries valiantly and with a distinct downbeat take on life to be A, sophisticated, B, calculate the odds of his manoeuvres succeeding, and C, console himself when they don't. Oliver is keen on Jordana Bevan, the dark-fringed siren of the playground, who actually enjoys a spot of teenage bullying. Oliver has scruples, but they sink pretty fast when opportunity knocks and Jordana gives him the old come on. Well, they almost sink. He is preoccupied, though, and not just with losing his virginity. His mum, played by Sally Hawkins, is not getting on well with his dad, who's played by a delightfully morose Noah Taylor. Noah Taylor, for once, out of his kind of standard gothic bikey get-up, he's playing a rather sad ichthyologist. Mum, in fact, is becoming fascinated with the dork living next door, Graham Purvis, played by Paddy Considine. And Graham drives an illuminated van advertising his so-called psychic powers. Worse, Oliver's mum is making her family watch Graham's promotional videos. Now, Oliver has to do something about this. Did I mention the boy has principles? And so this comic, touching drama unfolds. Look, there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of teenage rite of passage films. First love, a death, tests of loyalty and betrayal are givens. A good dose of quirk is often included. But Submarine exceeds all these standard expectations by a mile, because from a few minutes in, we're hooked into the head of a boy watching the characters around him in a small Welsh village as they proceed with their drama. A boy here who is convincingly both cluey and teenage clueless. It's a class act as we're almost sucked into Oliver's headspace. The screenplay is adapted from a novel by Joe Dunthorne, and its director is the talented stand-up comedian Richard Ayoade, who made a crucial decision. He used a lot of voiceover for Oliver. Now, usually voiceover is a complete no-no in adapting novels. The standard dictum is show, not tell, but Ayoade has wisely decided to keep Oliver's delightful ruminations guiding the story, and the result is just terrific. This film is so on the money, I actually found myself recalling my own first date, a memory I hope was long locked away. For a small gem of performance and direction, watch Oliver's mother tackle him in his bedroom to discover what's troubling him in one of those excruciating parental talks and learn this momentous news. I do like British humour, the low-key absurdity and beneath it, a strata of decency, such a relief from gag-driven American comedy in a race to the bottom. Submarine, see it and let Oliver Tate remind you of the teenager you once were or you once knew. It's rated M.